yourself having an opportunity, especially because of your dual threat nature as a receiver and a returner?
Of course, but just going through the whole process, you know, getting calls from Coach Tolbert, and just seeing how, you know, how much they really wanted me. Like, as soon as the draft was over, you know, obviously it didn't go as I planned. You know, everybody just was getting drafted, but you know, as soon as the draft was over, you know, Denver was calling me, you know, blowing me up, and obviously there was other teams calling me, but and making offers. But you know, every offer they made, Denver was one upping them, just every time one upping them, and you know, that right there just, you know, sold me right there. Like, you know, I really want to be a part of Denver, Denver organization, and then the fact that, you know, they really like my return ability. You know, I feel like I can come in and compete right away. Obviously, it's up to the coaches, but, you know, whether I get the job or not, I'm happy to be a Denver Bronco.
You mentioned at the combine that you really followed Wes Welker and you wanted to try to learn from him. Yeah. How do you feel now that opportunity is going to come true for you?
I can't wait. I mean, obviously, you know, this going through this process, rookie camp, you know, you don't, you know, the vets are on a whole nother level right now. You know, they got to stay focused and get ready for the season. So, you know, they don't have too much time to, you know, to sit down with a rookie and try to teach, you know, a rookie everything when they got to focus on getting better as well. So, but I mean, you know, every chance I get, you know, when I'm taking mental reps out there and he's getting all the reps, you know, I ask him what play this is, you know, how would you run this route, or, you know, just stuff like that. And, you know, he sits there and takes the time and actually tells me. So, you know, that means a lot.
What is it about him that attracted you? Just because an undrafted free agent, smaller guy? Why did you identify with Welker?
Just his, you know, his body type and, you know, the way, the things he does in the slot, you know, and how successful he was. And I feel like, you know, even in college, I did a lot of stuff he did. You know, I was in the slot, I returned, and the fact that, you know, I became an undrafted free agent, like, you know, that just all like goes together. Like, it's funny how he was an undrafted free agent too, and you know, he becomes so successful. So, you know, just seeing him is kind of like a dream. You know, for me, it's like, I know I can do it. If he can do it, you know, not taking away from his ability or nothing, but I know if he can do it, I can do it, and I want to learn everything from him, and so I can be successful as well in the future.
Do you consider yourself at this point a complete route runner, or do you think you still have some strides to make?
You always can get better, but I mean, as far as route, I feel like I'm a pretty good route runner. Like, I feel like if I got pressed, I can get off the press. I feel like I can get separation from a defender, you know, with ease. But obviously, I still got a long way to go. You know, got a lot of work to do. But I feel like I'm a good route runner overall. So.
Devontae Adams and David Carr, your teammates, they got drafted. Have you talked to them and said, hey, how's your rookie camps going? You guys all talking to each other?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, since Devontae came out early, you know, he just barely got to, you know, to Green Bay on Thursday. So, but he said, you know, he loves it. You know, they embraced him as soon as he got there. He's picking up on the playbook, and you know, he was all excited because he was texting with Aaron Rodgers and stuff. So, you know, he thought he was all cool and stuff. But yeah, he said he's fitting in real good, and you know, he just, you know, keeping and working hard mindset, and you know, he can get in the starting lineup. And as far as Derek, I feel like he's gonna turn the Raiders organization around. You know, he just got that that leadership quality, obviously, and he obviously has the arm. We all know he has the arm, and you know, just him being a leader and surrounding himself with good people, and I just feel like they can make a run this year. Obviously, not when they play us, but you know, they're gonna make a run. Not, you know, and I'm happy for both of them.
On draft day, as the rounds are getting late, when did the Broncos make the first call to you?
Actually, a few picks before you know, the last pick in the seventh round. You know, they called me, you know, and it was like, you know, we're gonna try to get you, you know, this pick. So, you know, hang tight by your phone and stuff. So, you know, I'm anxious. I'm anxious. Like, all right, hopefully they get me. And then, you know, obviously he was saying, you know, if somehow we don't get you, you know, free agency, obviously we really want you and missing that. So, you know, that when they told me that, I was kind of like, you know, maybe they probably won't go with me with this pick. But it all worked out, you know, how it's supposed to. And I'm, you know, either way, I'm here and happy, and I'm ready to get to work. So
your path to this point wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a point during those high school years where you said, you know what, I don't know if this is for me, or what kept you pushing so hard to get to this point where you have an opportunity to play in the NFL?
I just, you know, just struggling, like, you know, using, like, you know, your family struggling, you just use that as motivation. Like, you know, obviously, I had the talent. I didn't, you know, I never knew I was, you know, going to get to this point. You know, people told me they could, but, you know, that's what, you know, older role models are supposed to tell you, you know, as you're young and coming up, you know, they're supposed to tell you, like, you can do it. But, you know, struggling, I knew, like, if I got to the NFL, you know, maybe I can make some decent money and not only live my dream, but, you know, not worry about struggling anymore. So, you know, that kind of kept me going and my family, you know, putting God first. So, you know, it all came together and, you know, it all worked out. You know, it wasn't easy, but it all worked out.
Has anybody told you or are you aware of the great tradition that this franchise has of undrafted free agent rookie? Yeah. Even not even just the consecutive streak, but even 20 years back, all of the different players that have came through here that weren't drafted.
I'm not going to lie and say when I came in, I knew about it because I didn't. But, you know, obviously I read about it and, you know, it really gave me, you know, motivation to, you know, just even work that much harder. And, you know, it excited me, obviously, and that's why I'm in my playbook every day and just, you know, trying to earn a spot on them, you know, on the roster. So,
what was the hardest part of these few days? Roby talked about the altitude being an issue. Yeah. Is that, and what's it like with, is the game just a little faster?
You know, obviously it's a little, you know, they're professionals, you know, these guys out here are vets and stuff, so, you know, it's a little faster. But, you know, as far as the altitude, I'm in shape, so it don't really bother me too much besides, you know, you get dehydrated a lot faster, but you know, I don't really get too tired too much, but you know, obviously it's just somewhat more professional and just being, you know, being on time. And but the good thing about this is, and I like, is it's just football. That's all it is. You know, in college you worried about papers, essays, you know, finals, exams and stuff like that, but here it's just football. You know, you just need to focus on football, and that's what I like about
it. Did
that.
You end up walking? Did you get your degree? I actually
graduated in December, and our ceremony wasn't until Thursday, this past Thursday, but obviously I didn't, you know, participate in it, but I got my degree, so.
I got a
bachelor's
diploma, yeah. It's going to mean, so you're going
to
put it up somewhere?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I can't wait to get that paper, so.